Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. My name is Annie Fry, and I am here with my co-host, Erica Murphy, and we are excited to be talking about non-park days at Walt Disney World. Erica, one of the best ways to save money and also, I would say, maximize the time you spend at the resort is actually to take a day off. Yeah. And I think a lot of people don't anticipate that as much. The exertion that being in the park all day is going to cause you to have. You take a day off, you have to buy one less park ticket, and there is so much that people can do.
Absolutely. And I think, too, that, I mean, it's Disney property, so the magic is going to extend even outside of the park. So it's not like you're going to stay at a normal hotel. There are tons of things to do at each of the properties outside of the parks. I mean, Disney puts magic throughout the entire property. So I think you'll feel that anywhere you go, even if you're not on the parks.
So let's get through a list here of things that you can check out and research a little bit more yourself about what you might want to do based on your family. Now, when I travel to Disney World for my summer trip, it's usually the six people in my family. I have four kids, and we generally bring my parents along. So you kind of have to match the whole lot of people, mm-hmm. something for everybody. I think that the most obvious thing is sleeping in and going to the pool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the pools that are on property, they have water park style pools. Again, it's not just like your normal backyard pool. I mean, they have, you know, things that the kids could do. There's splash areas, there's water slides, there's buckets and fountains and
bars.
You know, yeah,
there's that. there's
cabanas.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, I mean, I know everybody's different, but like to me, a vacation is like beach and relaxation, and you know, you need that day to kind of reset and relax. And I want to feel that kind of tropical relaxation. I want to sit by the mm-hmm. pool, I want a cold cocktail, and I want a book, and you can do that.
And really, truly, it's not just your body that you're going to want to rest, your mind, you want to rest that as well. And I will add, as a mom of littles, they have great flotation devices mm-hmm. that my kid uses a puddle jumper in the pool at home. We don't have to bring it. They have ones at Disney World that work perfectly for the kiddos that keep them afloat and make you feel confident and safe with lifeguards everywhere, of course. They have towels out there, mm-hmm. so you really don't need to pack much for it. Bring your suit. If you forget your suit, or if for something happens to your suit, there's always an option or two in the local gift shop, usually at the resort. But the pool days are fantastic. You're going to think to yourself, oh my gosh, I don't want to give up a whole day while I'm at Disney World, not going to a park and not experiencing the park, but you will be so grateful that you ended up doing a pool day and taking a day off. And I think that that's one of the obvious ones that you can do that is doesn't cost you anything in addition to your stay to begin with.
And I think depending on which resort you stay at, too, you know, like if you stay at Beach Club, obviously, I mean, if you're going to stay at Beach Club, you need to have a pool day.
Yeah.
Like if you're staying at Beach Club, you're staying there for that pool and the lazy river and all that. But, you know, they have multiple pools at each one of these places, too. So maybe you don't want the big pool with a lot of people and the splash pad and all that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they have quiet pools and, you know, maybe you're on an adult only trip and, you know, maybe you do just want to sit at a regular, you know, pool that you just don't want any kids jumping around. And so each property has multiple options to choose from as well.
If you want to level up your water experience, though, another thing you can do is go to one of the water parks that are there in Orlando. What can you tell us? It's Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach are the two options. I remember going to Typhoon Lagoon in 1991.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've been. I really want to go back. I'd really like the opportunity to do it. I don't feel comfortable taking the little ones there. Like, I don't know that it would be it would be fun for everybody involved, but there's a lot of parental splitting up of, okay, I'll take the littles, you go do the big things. And we just figure we're going to go back later, so let's just wait until everybody can do everything. But both of those parks are wonderful. You got to check ahead of time and make sure that you know. Sometimes they close down for refurbishment. They have to do a lot of maintenance with the water parks. But it's not usually that much more to add on to your ticket. And in 2025, they have really added a great bonus to booking a hotel. What can you tell us about the water park perk that's coming in 2025?
Yeah, in 2025, they're having it to where on the day that you arrive and your check-in day, you can actually get admission to one of the water parks with your stay. So
included. And I always say, it's not free.
Right. It's included. It's not free. But I mean, you know, when you go, if you, depending on when your flight gets in, you're like, do I get a park day? What do I do? You know, you're checking in, you know. And so now they've given you that opportunity to where, you know, you can check in, have kind of a lazy day, get settled, and then go hang out at the pool, go to the one of the water parks, and it's included in one of your stays, and you know get the opportunity to see one of these really cool areas mm-hmm. that they have on hand. And they do have it to where you can add it to your ticket to sure. where if you don't want to go the day that you arrive, you can add it as one of the hoppers to where you can choose. You can also go single day, so they have lots of options, but you know, the water parks are definitely.
And the addition to that check-in date, that is a 2025.
Correct, 2025.
It's not, unfortunately, in place quite yet, but it is coming, which is pretty cool. Okay, taking it off of the resort campus and away from the parks, something that will definitely make my family happy, and we always have at least one day scheduled, golfing.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. They have beautiful golf courses there. There are also, I really enjoy golfing, but my husband really enjoys right. golfing, so he likes to do the sunrise rates that they have. They also have sunset rates, and he golfs more than I do, but he's not frightened by the prices of it. He was kind of surprised that it was, if you're going to these very, very nice golf courses in Central Florida on Walt Disney World property, you kind of just go expecting to pay a Disney price for things, mm-hmm. and he was not shocked at the price. He was like, it's actually somewhat reasonable, and if you want to do nine holes, or if you can go later in the day, so maybe it's a pool day and a golf afternoon when littles are sleeping or whatever your schedule allows, you can really enjoy some great golf at Walt Disney World. You're probably not a golfer.
I'm not, but Dan Murphy is.
Yes.
I think when we first started dating, there was a picture of Tiger Woods in our living room. And I was like, this has got to go, sir.
That's fantastic.
He's a big golfer. So, you know, that's one of those things, too, that, maybe like Dan, he goes for me, he married into a Disney family. So, you know, that's something that he can get to enjoy on his vacation, too, where, you know, he claims that the parks aren't his thing, even though he's gone more times than mm-hmm. most people. But, you know, that's something that he can go and do that he enjoys. Yep. And this is his vacation as well. So this is something that we can allow, you know, give him time, carve time out for him to do by himself, too.
So while golfing is happening, if there are people who don't want to golf, Disney Springs is yeah. a huge, there are just a lot of opportunities. And Disney Springs is right next to Lake Buena Vista Golf Course, which is attached to Saratoga Springs and Old Key West. So if there are people going to Saratoga Springs to golf, there can be other people who easily go to Disney Springs and shopping and food and Cirque du Soleil is mm-hmm. there as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. So the entertainment that's down there. And so they have like Cirque that you can go and you can purchase. There's a big movie theater down there that we can go see. Like
bowling.
There's bowling down mm-hmm. there. I mean, anything that you could think of that there's. But there's also free entertainment. Like they'll have street performers that are out there and they'll have music, and they just launched the drone show that is for this summer. It goes through September 2nd that I am praying that it gets extended, because of course it ends the week before we go, and I'm like, oh, of course. But it just, I've seen spoilers of it and it looks incredible. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, the things they do with it. And that's all just, you know, something that you can go and enjoy, and it's included.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah, when you go to Disney Springs, it's important to remember Disney Springs is a really nice outdoor mall of sorts, mm-hmm. and they have high-end stores. They have stores that you shop at, you know, maybe at home, wherever you're at. They have great food options, great treat options as well. Gideon's Bakehouse is a cookie and cake shop. They have coffee there as well.
I don't even know if I'd call it cookie. Like, those are like little pieces of
yes.
heaven.
The last time we went, we always try to make a bucket list for the next mm-hmm. trip of things that we want to do. And it's not like, oh, I want to ride the mine train. It's
yeah.
like very specific thing. Like
yeah.
my list always has coconut Dole Whip
uh-huh.
every time.
Absolutely.
That's the only treat that I want to have. But we had the Gideon's cookies and I was like, these are going to be over. They were not overrated. They
no,
were delicious.
Absolutely.
And we had a slice of cake too. And it comes with as much icing as cake. And I think we had at least six real sized people eating it, and we didn't finish the piece of cake. So
yeah, with Disney Springs too, you know, I'm a foodie. That the it is the one place in the United States that has the most collection of James Beard award winning restaurants in one location. So, you know, you can go. I think there was 8 on property, but you can go and, you know, see Chef Art Smith's home come in that has the best fried chicken you'll ever eat in your entire life, which I know is subjective, but, you know, fight me. It's James Beard, you know. Yeah. But they have, you know, the best chefs in the world are all in one spot. And so mom and dad can enjoy nice quality meals. And, you know, there's Legos for the kid. There's the, you know, there's a ton. The biggest
Homecoming
Disney store.
Homecoming has good moonshine too.
Right.
I'm not so sure about the fried chicken part because I don't eat meat off of a bone because I'm a weirdo like that. I'll eat like chicken strips.
Yeah.
But I definitely have had the moonshine and it is fantastic and I would go back for it in a heartbeat. Yeah, tons of stuff for everybody at Disney Springs, and especially at nighttime. The nightlife out there is really fun to go to. Mm-hmm. And if you start your day at the pool or start your day golfing in pool or whatever, come back in for a nice little rest in the hottest part of the day and then make your way to Disney Springs around 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the evening. Have a good 6 p.m. dinner, take in the nightlife, nightcap, treat, whatever it might be. It's going to be a full, enjoyable day and you won't have to buy a park ticket to do any of that.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit. I just wanted to mention character dining, but I'm going to pair that with resort hopping. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of experiences that you can do outside of the park where you can still meet characters that are you're going to want to cross off your list. And, I, you know, Chef Mickey's is the one that comes to mind immediately. It's at the Contemporary Resort, which is on the monorail. So you can drive to the TTC, park there, get on the monorail and go to the Contemporary. If you're staying at an on-property resort, you can take a bus to Magic Kingdom and hop on the monorail. We've done that before, and go to Contemporary. But you can see Mickey, Minnie,
Fab Five,
Donald. Who is the Fab Five? Goofy,
Daisy,
Mickey,
Minnie,
no, Pluto.
Wait, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Pluto,
Goofy.
Yeah, yeah, not Daisy.
I don't think Daisy's in it.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, so that just hurt my heart a little bit.
Yeah, I know. She just got left in the cutting room.
Yeah.
But you can see the rest of them at Chef Mickey's.
Yeah.
And it's a fun, if you haven't ridden the monorail, you know, if you're not staying on a monorail resort or if you're not driving, then you might, the
Please
monorail
stand
is there.
Clear the doors.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, exactly. But it's a great way to see those characters. Mm-hmm. You get good food. You get great pictures with all of the characters. Then you don't have to really wait in those lines necessarily at the park. So you can save some time that way. So you can kind of circle your food experience on a non-park day around still getting to meet characters. Ohana in the Polynesian breakfast. We did that the last summer trip. And you get to see Mickey and Stitch and Lilo and Pluto, I think. Mm-hmm. And they always say, too, with these dining experiences that these are the characters that will be there, but is subject to change.
Yeah.
It's always subject to change. So you
Sometimes
have to.
Sometimes they're sleepy. It's hard to get them out of bed.
Exactly. So, any other character meals that you want to highlight that are off property that you think are really...
Well, I mean, my favorite, obviously, Topolino's. I think we've talked about this before because, you know, they have the costumes. You got to see artist Mickey. But the food is also, you know, depending on what your family likes, you know, whereas Chef Mickey is more of your American continental breakfast.
Topolino's
is going to be...
Tops.
It's going to be a little... it is family style. It's going to be, you know, a little... different, but also Artist Point, where you can go see Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs
at
Wilderness Lodge.
We've done that one as well. And being able to see the dwarfs, the restaurant is a really well-decorated experience. I'll be honest, I didn't love the food at that one, but like it's
You're
either for you
ambience.
Or it's not for you.
Yeah.
And I'm such a picky eater in general. Like my husband was, I think there was a ribeye or something on there. Is that the big piece of meat? I'm not a huge meat eater, but it was. There were people in our party who loved it.
Yeah.
I particularly didn't, but the ability to see the Evil Queen and all the stuff, you don't get to do that really other places. But in conjunction with, and let me add too, when it comes to the character dining experience, the characters that you want to see, this is a perfect example of why working with Erica, who is an earmarked Disney travel agent. Tell people where they can get what the best way to reach you.
Yeah, I mean, reaching out via email would be best, is Erica with a K, E-R-I-K-A at magicexpeditions.com, or, you know, follow us on Facebook, mm-hmm. because we're always posting content, so you can, you know, follow the links there. And then both Annie and I monitor that page, so if you have any questions or anything, you know, just
go to the Pixie Dust podcast on
slide
Facebook,
in our DMs
and see what we've posted there. But you can just message the page too directly, mm-hmm. and then Erica can help you. So if you're like, oh, what, we, it's imperative that we see this character, mm-hmm. then Erica's going to be able to pair you up with the best opportunities and options to see those characters. Which you can knock off some of those by not ever having to go into the park. But as far as resort hopping, though, mm-hmm. outside, it's kind of nice to pair things together and to be able to cross multiple things off mm-hmm. of your to-do list at the same time. But there are a lot of really beautiful resorts around Walt Disney World resort property. So what's your advice when it comes to resort hopping?
Just do it. It's my favorite thing to do. I mean, I think that I'm a little different because I... you know, have gone to the park so many times and over the years that I like to have conversations with people because, you know, I want to know what your main objective is. Do you want to see every attraction? Do you want to go every ride? Because sometimes I do think stepping out and maybe even taking an hour or two and doing a resort hop, you know, even just on the monorail, it's so hot in Florida. Like being in the air conditioning, just take an hour or two break away from the park. You know, you
can go. It might inspire your next trip.
It might inspire your next trip. You could see it. And it's just a break away, just to kind of take that deep breath away from the crowds, away from everything else. Get some good food, get a couple drinks. And, you know, there's so much to do at each one of the places. And depending on when you go, you know, if you go during Christmas time, you can see every resort is decorated with something different, different trees. If you go during, you know, Easter, there's different
Easter eggs,
Fabergé eggs and all these different things. I mean, there's so many different things to do at each of the resorts that it's a nice little break. And when these festivals are going on too, like the Not So Scary Halloween party, you know, you can get into the park at 4 o'clock. So my suggestion is typically not to buy a park ticket that day because, you know, you'd only be buying it for half day anyway. So spend the first half of the day, you know, resort hopping, go to Disney Springs, spend it at the pool, and then use your party ticket to get in that night. And, you know, so really talking to people and understanding what their vacation is, we can customize their itinerary based on what they want to highlight.
So I have three different places that we wrote down to highlight as far as resort hopping. I can't stress enough how fun Hoop Dee Doo is as a dining reservation. It is a dinner show. It is so fun. The food is fantastic. I was just talking about not being like a meat person.
Right.
They have fried chicken. They have ribs. I have eaten both of them and they are fantastic. Oh. I just took it off the bone.
Yeah.
Like a child.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. But it's like baked beans and I think they had maybe mashed potatoes. Great salad. Delicious strawberry shortcake at the end. But during the whole thing, it's an interactive dinner show. It's so fun. It's so wholesome. It's I think it's an absolute hidden gem Disney must do. I think it's the longest running Disney, or it's the longest running dinner show or something like that, like in the country. There's something about it that is...
Well, now that they got rid of my Spirit of Aloha.
Spirit of Aloha was great, too.
That was a tough one.
A moment of silence.
Moment of silence, yeah.
But Hoop Dee Doo is at Fort Wilderness, so if you go to Fort Wilderness, you can take in Hoop Dee Doo, but there's also a lot of other stuff to do at Fort Wilderness.
Yeah. I have a family who's avid fishermen. Mm-hmm. I'm not an outdoorsy girly, so I don't...
No?
But I can point you in the right direction. I know I know it's hard to believe when I'm like, oh my God, Minnie has a painter costume on. Like, you want to go fishing? I'm not that girl. I've actually been fishing with rubber gloves because I don't want to touch the bait. So that's who I am.
Hey, at least you went.
Yeah. Peek behind the curtain into Erica. But they do have so many things that if you're looking, you know, you are the outdoorsy type, they have fishing excursions where you can go out on a boat and they have guided fishing tours. They have horseback riding and archery. And so you can still, again, you know, depending on what type of vacation you want, maybe you don't want that constant go, go, go in the park. You know, you want to take a kind of breath and pulse away from the hustle and bustle, and you can still include these relaxation things into your trip and go spend a morning on a lake fishing and go horseback riding and, you know, and then the next day be right back in the park.
Yep. The resort that encouraged my husband and I say encouraged is just by the presence of being there to buy into the Disney Vacation Club, the Boardwalk.
Yeah.
That's a whole evening that you can spend and not have to go. Jelly rolls, yeah. Never been to Jelly Rolls. I always have, it's either we have our kids with us or we don't have our kids with us, and we're like, we're gonna go to bed early.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have to stay up and help eight people get through the shower and everything. But Boardwalk is such a beautiful place to stroll any time of day, in the morning before everything starts to hustle and bustle, in the evening when it's all lit up. They have Jelly Rolls, which is a piano bar, dueling piano bar. Super fun from all reviews and accounts that I have seen. They've got great food that is there, ice cream. It's a deli now. It's not, I was gonna say bakery, but it's a deli, but they have baked goods in there as well. And it's the Cake Bake Shop is going to be opening soon. Lots of rave reviews on that type of an experience. So there's a ton of nightlife. It's within walking distance of Epcot. The beach club and the boardwalk share a walkway as well. So there's a lot that you can see, a lot that you can take in. You can go get ice cream at the Beaches and Cream window or get a reservation at Beaches and Cream. So at the boardwalk, there's a ton to do there. And then you brought up to talk about Animal Kingdom Lodge. And I have never taken an Animal Kingdom Lodge. What do people get to see if they visit over there?
So they have an actual savanna on property. So when you stay there, you can get a room that actually overlooks the savanna where you can wake up and see the giraffes, which is incredible. But you can also go there and get a dinner reservation, again, overlooking the savanna. But they have tours where you can do like a starlight tour, like in where you can actually go out and like see the giraffes, you can go out and see the zebras and you know, do the guided tours that are on the Animal Kingdom Lodge and actually see the animals outside of the parks, which is incredible.
The last thing on my list that we haven't mentioned yet is mini golf. My that's like one of the things that my 8-year-old's like, do you think that at Disney we could go mini golfing again? And I'm like, yeah, we could do that. Yeah. Like if that's high on the list, we can make that happen. They have a few different places where you can go do that. And it's a good, fun thing to do with kids. And it's just kind of lower key to compared to, of course, the magnitude of the parks. But it keeps the family busy. And it's kind of one of those things to me, like I look at the time commitment for mini golf. You can get a round of mini golf in maybe in a couple of hours where if you're going to go to Disney Springs, it's likely going to be, you know, travel time and everything involved. More of a commitment than a couple hours. So mini golf is definitely something to have on the list. It keeps family and friends of all ages pretty satisfied. Yeah. But all in all, that's everything on my list. Do you have anything else on yours?
Yeah, no, I think that's it.
So a non-park day on your Walt Disney World trip, I highly, highly, highly recommend considering working in a day where if you look at the price of staying, if you are thinking about extending, you know, if you're going to the park this many days, compare how much it costs to take your crew to a park for an additional day and then see if you can stay an extra night and not buy the park tickets and see how that ends up working out on your trip. And then you will have the relaxation and the revitalization built into the trip. I just really feel as though it's a really great way to plus up your and experience more that Disney has to offer than just the parks.
Well, and I actually do have one more thing that they do have where they, with like the fireworks, like Magic Kingdom fireworks, they pipe in the music outside. So if you get a reservation at California Grill and the Contemporary, you know, you can actually watch the fireworks from the balcony at the California Grill and the Contemporary and see the fireworks outside of the park. Same thing with the beach at Polynesian and the beach over at the Wilderness Lodge. But they also have to where you can rent a pontoon boat and do a fireworks cruise, which I think is really fun, especially like for a special event that you can rent a pontoon and they pipe the music into the boat. You're alone, you know, on the pontoon, see the Magic Kingdom fireworks, you know, really, really special.
Well, if any of this sounds interesting to you, or if you're looking for help navigating your next Walt Disney World trip or needing some encouragement, or you know, you're not ready to book yet, but you're just kind of curious, you have questions, make sure you contact Erica. You can email her directly. Her name is Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com. Ask her any questions that you have. She can give you a quote if you want. If you've got a budget, she can help you find the best trip you can possibly have within your budget. And just a reminder that it's probably more affordable than you think. You just have to maneuver a few things, and having a travel agent help you like Erica is the smartest way to do that. It costs you nothing extra to book through Erica, and anytime there are promotions or discounts that are available, she grabs them for you, applies them to your trip, and you save money along the way as well. I've used her myself. I encourage you to do it also. Appreciate you subscribing to the Pixie Dust Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from, and make sure you like us on Facebook. Send us a DM. Let us know how you like the episode, what you think, questions that you have. Find us at Pixie Dust Podcast on Facebook. We'd love to talk to you there and connect. And until next time, we'll see you.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. My name is Annie Fry, and I am here with my co-host, Erica Murphy, and we are excited to be talking about non-park days at Walt Disney World. Erica, one of the best ways to save money and also, I would say, maximize the time you spend at the resort is actually to take a day off. Yeah. And I think a lot of people don't anticipate that as much. The exertion that being in the park all day is going to cause you to have. You take a day off, you have to buy one less park ticket, and there is so much that people can do.
Absolutely. And I think, too, that, I mean, it's Disney property, so the magic is going to extend even outside of the park. So it's not like you're going to stay at a normal hotel. There are tons of things to do at each of the properties outside of the parks. I mean, Disney puts magic throughout the entire property. So I think you'll feel that anywhere you go, even if you're not on the parks.
So let's get through a list here of things that you can check out and research a little bit more yourself about what you might want to do based on your family. Now, when I travel to Disney World for my summer trip, it's usually the six people in my family. I have four kids, and we generally bring my parents along. So you kind of have to match the whole lot of people, mm-hmm. something for everybody. I think that the most obvious thing is sleeping in and going to the pool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the pools that are on property, they have water park style pools. Again, it's not just like your normal backyard pool. I mean, they have, you know, things that the kids could do. There's splash areas, there's water slides, there's buckets and fountains and
bars.
You know,
yeah,
there's that.
there's
cabanas.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, I mean, I know everybody's different, but like to me, a vacation is like beach and relaxation, and you know, you need that day to kind of reset and relax. And I want to feel that kind of tropical relaxation. I want to sit by the mm-hmm. pool, I want a cold cocktail, and I want a book. And you can do that.
And really, truly, it's not just your body that you're going to want to rest, your mind, you want to rest that as well. And I will add, as a mom of littles, they have great flotation devices mm-hmm. that my kid uses a puddle jumper in the pool at home. We don't have to bring it. They have ones at Disney World that work perfectly for the kiddos that keep them afloat and make you feel confident and safe with lifeguards everywhere, of course. They have towels out there, mm-hmm. so you really don't need to pack much for it. Bring your suit. If you forget your suit, or if for something happens to your suit, there's always an option or two in the local gift shop, usually at the resort. But the pool days are fantastic. You're going to think to yourself, oh my gosh, I don't want to give up a whole day while I'm at Disney World, not going to a park and not experiencing the park, but you will be so grateful that you ended up doing a pool day and taking a day off. And I think that that's one of the obvious ones that you can do that is doesn't cost you anything in addition to your stay to begin with.
And I think depending on which resort you stay at, too, you know, like if you stay at Beach Club, obviously, I mean, if you're going to stay at Beach Club, you need to have a pool day.
Yeah.
Like if you're staying at Beach Club, you're staying there for that pool and the Lazy River and all that. But, you know, they have multiple pools at each one of these places, too. So maybe you don't want the big pool with a lot of people and the splash pad and all that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they have quiet pools and, you know, maybe you're on an adult only trip and, you know, maybe you do just want to sit at a regular, you know, pool that you just don't want any kids jumping around. And so each property has multiple options to choose from as well.
If you want to level up your water experience, though, another thing you can do is go to one of the water parks that are there in Orlando. What can you tell us? It's Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach are the two options. I remember going to Typhoon Lagoon in 1991.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've been. I really want to go back. I'd really like the opportunity to do it. I don't feel comfortable taking the little ones there. Like, I don't know that it would be, it would be fun for everybody involved, but there's a lot of parental splitting up of, okay, I'll take the littles, you go do the big things. And we just figure we're going to go back later, so let's just wait until everybody can do everything. But both of those parks are wonderful. You got to check ahead of time and make sure that, you know, sometimes they close down for refurbishment. They have to do a lot of maintenance with the water parks. But it's not usually that much more to add on to your ticket. And in 2025, they have really added a great bonus to booking a hotel. What can you tell us about the water park perk that's coming in 2025?
Yeah, in 2025, they're having it to where on the day that you arrive and your check-in day, you can actually get admission to one of the water parks with your stay. So
included. And I always say, it's not free.
Right. It's included. It's not free. But I mean, you know, when you go, if you, depending on when your flight gets in, you're like, do I get a park day? What do I do? You know, you're checking in, you know. And so now they've given you that opportunity to where, you know, you can check in, have kind of a lazy day, get settled, and then go hang out at the pool, go to the one of the water parks, and it's included in one of your stays, and you know get the opportunity to see one of these really cool areas mm-hmm. that they have on hand. And they do have it to where you can add it to your ticket, to sure. where if you don't want to go the day that you arrive, you can add it as one of the hoppers, to where you can choose. You can also go single day, so they have lots of options. But you know, the water parks are definitely.
And the addition to that check-in date, that is a 2025.
Correct, 2025.
Thing. It's not, unfortunately, in place quite yet, but it is coming, which is pretty cool. Okay, taking it off of the resort campus and away from the parks, something that will definitely make my family happy, and we always have at least one day scheduled, golfing.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. They have beautiful golf courses there. There are also, I really enjoy golfing, but my husband really enjoys right. golfing, so he likes to do the sunrise rates that they have. They also have sunset rates, and he golfs more than I do, but he's not frightened by the prices of it. He was kind of surprised that it was, if you're going to these very, very nice golf courses in Central Florida on Walt Disney World property, you kind of just go expecting to pay a Disney price for things, mm-hmm. and he was not shocked at the price. He was like, it's actually somewhat reasonable. And if you want to do nine holes, or if you can go later in the day, so maybe it's a pool day and a golf afternoon when littles are sleeping or whatever your schedule allows, you can really enjoy some great golf at Walt Disney World. You're probably not a golfer.
I'm not, but Dan Murphy is.
Yes.
I think when we first started dating, there was a picture of Tiger Woods in our living room. And I was like, this has got to go, sir.
That's fantastic.
He's a big golfer. So, you know, that's one of those things, too, that, maybe like Dan, he goes for me, he married into a Disney family. So, you know, that's something that he can get to enjoy on his vacation, too, where, you know, he claims that the parks aren't his thing, even though he's gone more times than mm-hmm. most people. But, you know, that's something that he can go and do that he enjoys. Yep. And this is his vacation as well. So this is something that we can allow, you know, give him time, carve time out for him to do by himself, too.
So while golfing is happening, if there are people who don't want to golf, Disney Springs is yeah. huge. There are just a lot of opportunities. And Disney Springs is right next to Lake Buena Vista Golf Course, which is attached to Saratoga Springs and Old Key West. So if there are people going to Saratoga Springs to golf, there can be other people who easily go to Disney Springs, and shopping and food and Cirque du Soleil is mm-hmm. there as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. So the entertainment that's down there. And so they have like Cirque that you can go and you can purchase. There's a big movie theater down there that you can go see. Like
bowling.
There's bowling down mm-hmm. there. I mean, anything that you could think of that there's. But there's also free entertainment. Like they'll have street performers that are out there, and they'll have music, and they just launched the drone show that is for this summer. It goes through September 2nd, that I am praying that it gets extended, because of course it ends the week before we go, and I'm like, oh, of course. But it just, I've seen spoilers of it, and it looks incredible. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, the things they do with it. And that's all just, you know, something that you can go and enjoy, and it's included.
Yep. exactly. Yeah, when you go to Disney Springs, it's important to remember Disney Springs is a really nice outdoor mall of sorts, mm-hmm. and they have high-end stores. They have stores that you shop at, you know, maybe at home, wherever you're at. They have great food options, great treat options as well. Gideon's Bakehouse is a cookie and cake shop. They have coffee there as well.
I don't even know if I'd call it cookie. Like, those are like little pieces of heaven.
The last time we went, we always try to make a bucket list for the next trip of things that we want to do. And it's not like, oh, I want to ride the mine train. It's like very specific thing. Like my list always has coconut Dole Whip every time. That's the only treat that I want to have. But we had the Gideon's cookies and I was like, these are going to be they were not overrated. They were delicious.
Absolutely.
And we had a slice of cake too. And it comes with as much icing as cake. And I think we had at least 6 real sized people eating it, and we didn't finish the piece of cake. So
yeah, with Disney Springs too, you know, I'm a foodie. It is the one place in the United States that has the most collection of James Beard award winning restaurants in one location. So, you know, you can go, I think there was 8 on property, but you can go and, you know, see Chef Art Smith's home come in that has the best fried chicken you'll ever eat in your entire life, which I know is subjective, but you know, fight me. It's James Beard, you know.
Yeah.
But they have, you know, the best chefs in the world are all in one spot. And so mom and dad can enjoy nice quality meals. And, you know, there's Legos for the kid. There's there's a ton. The biggest Disney store.
Moonshine too.
Right.
I'm not so sure about the fried chicken part because I don't eat meat off of a bone because I'm a weirdo like that. I'll eat like chicken strips.
Yeah.
But I definitely have had the moonshine and it is fantastic and I would go back for it in a heartbeat. Tons of stuff for everybody at Disney Springs and especially at nighttime. The nightlife out there is really fun to go to. And if you start your day at the pool or start your day golfing in pool or whatever, come back in for a nice little rest in the hottest part of the day and then make your way to Disney Springs around 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the evening. Have a good 6 p.m. dinner, take in the nightlife, nightcap, treat, whatever it might be. It's going to be a full, enjoyable day and you won't have to buy a park ticket to do any of that.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit. I just wanted to mention character dining, but I'm going to pair that with resort hopping. Because there are a lot of experiences that you can do outside of the park where you can still meet characters that you're going to want to cross off your list. And Chef Mickey's is the one that comes to mind immediately. It's at the Contemporary Resort, which is on the monorail. So you can drive to the TTC, park there, get on the monorail, and go to the Contemporary. If you're staying at an on-property resort, you can take a bus to Magic Kingdom and hop on the monorail. We've done that before and go to Contemporary, but you can see Mickey, Minnie,
Fab Five,
Donald. Who is the Fab Five? Goofy,
Daisy,
Mickey,
Minnie,
no, Pluto.
Wait, Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Pluto,
Goofy.
Yeah, not Daisy.
I don't think Daisy's in it.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that just hurt my heart a little bit.
Yeah, I know. She just got left in the cutting room.
Yeah.
But you can see the rest of them at Chef Mickey's.
Yeah.
And it's a fun, if you haven't ridden the monorail, you know, if you're not staying on a monorail resort or if you're not driving, then you might, the
Please
monorail
stand
is
clear
there.
Of the doors.
Yeah, you might. Exactly. But it's a great way to see those characters. You get good food. You get great pictures with all of the characters. Then you don't have to really wait in those lines necessarily at the park. So you can save some time that way. So you can kind of circle your food experience on a non-park day around still getting to meet characters. Ohana in the Polynesian breakfast. We did that the last summer trip. And you get to see Mickey and Stitch and Lilo and Pluto, I think. And they always say, too, with these dining experiences that these are the characters that will be there, but is subject to change.
Yeah.
It's always subject to change. So
sometimes they're sleepy. It's hard to get them out of bed.
Exactly. So any other character meals that you want to highlight that are off property that you think are really...
Well, I mean, my favorite, obviously, Topolino's. I think we've talked about this before because, you know, they have the costumes. You got to see artist Mickey. But the food is also, you know, depending on what your family likes, you know, whereas Chef Mickey is more of your American continental breakfast.
Topolino's
is going to be...
it's
going to be a little... it is family style. It's going to be, you know, a little... different, but also Artist Point, where you can go see Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs
at
Wilderness Lodge.
We've done that one as well. And being able to see the dwarfs, the restaurant is a really well-decorated experience. I'll be honest, I didn't love the food at that one, but like it's either for you or it's not for you.
Yeah.
And I'm such a picky eater in general. Like my husband I think there was a ribeye or something on there. Is that the big piece of meat? I'm not a huge meat eater. But it was. There were people in our party who loved it.
Yeah.
I particularly didn't. But the ability to see the Evil Queen and all that stuff, you don't get to do that really other places. But in conjunction with, and I'll, let me add too, when it comes to the character dining experience, the characters that you want to see, this is a perfect example of why working with Erica, who is an earmarked Disney travel agent, tell people where they can get, what the best way to reach you.
Yeah, I mean, reaching out via email would be best, is Erica with a K, E-R-I-K-A at magicexpeditions.com, or, you know, follow us on Facebook, mm-hmm. because we're always posting content, so you can, you know, follow the links there. And then both Annie and I monitor that page, so if you have any questions or anything, you know, just
go to the Pixie Dust podcast on
Facebook.
Slide
in our DMs.
And see what we've posted there, but you can just message the page too directly, mm-hmm. and then Erica can help you. So if you're like, it's imperative that we see this character, mm-hmm. then Erica's going to be able to pair you up with the best opportunities and options to see those characters. Which you can knock off some of those by not ever having to go into the park. But as far as resort hopping, though, mm-hmm. outside, it's kind of nice to pair things together and be able to cross multiple things off mm-hmm. of your to-do list at the same time. But there are a lot of really beautiful resorts around Walt Disney World resort property. So what's your advice when it comes to resort hopping?
Just do it. It's my favorite thing to do. I mean, I think that I'm a little different because I have gone to the park so many times over the years that I like to have conversations with people because, you know, I want to know what your main objective is. Do you want to see every attraction? Do you want to go every ride? Because sometimes I do think stepping out and maybe even taking an hour or two and doing a resort hop, you know, even just on the monorail, it's so hot in Florida. Like being in the air conditioning, just take an hour or two break away from the park. You know, you
can go. It might inspire your next trip.
It might inspire your next trip. You could see it. And it's just a break away just to kind of take that deep breath away from the crowds, away from everything else. Get some good food, get a couple drinks. And, you know, there's so much to do at each one of the places. And depending on when you go, you know, if you go during Christmas time, you can see every resort is decorated with something different, different trees. If you go during, Easter, there's different
Easter eggs,
Fabergé eggs and all these different things. I mean, there's so many different things to do at each of the resorts that it's a nice little break. And when these festivals are going on too, like the Not So Scary Halloween party, you know, you can get into the park at 4:00. So my suggestion is typically not to buy a park ticket that day because, you know, you'd only be buying it for half day anyway. So spend the first half of the day, you know, resort hopping, go to Disney Springs, spend it at the pool, and then use your party ticket to get in that night. And, you know, so really talking to people and understanding what their vacation is, we can customize their itinerary based on what they want to highlight.
So I have three different places that we wrote down to highlight as far as resort hopping. I can't stress enough how fun Hoop Dee Doo is as a dining reservation. It is a dinner show. It is so fun. The food is fantastic. I was just talking about not being like a meat person.
Right.
They have fried chicken. They have ribs. I have eaten both of them and they are fantastic.
Oh.
I just took it off the bone.
Yeah.
Like a child.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. But it's like baked beans and I think they had maybe mashed potatoes. Great salad. Delicious strawberry shortcake at the end, but during the whole thing, it's an interactive dinner show. It's so fun. It's so wholesome. It's I think it's an absolute hidden gem Disney must do. I think it's the longest running Disney, or it's the longest running dinner show or something like that, like in the country. There's something about it that is...
Well, now that they got rid of my Spirit of Aloha.
Spirit of Aloha was great, too.
That was a tough one.
A moment of silence.
Moment of silence, yeah.
But Hoop Dee Doo is at Fort Wilderness. So if you go to Fort Wilderness, you can take in Hoop Dee Doo, but there's also a lot of other stuff to do at Fort Wilderness.
Yeah. I have a family who's avid fishermen. Mm-hmm. I'm not an outdoorsy girly, so I don't.
No.
But I can point you in the right direction. I know I know it's hard to believe when I'm like, oh my God, Minnie has a painter costume on. Like, you want to go fishing? I'm not that girl. I've actually been I've been fishing with rubber gloves because I don't want to touch the bait. So that's who I am.
Hey, at least you went.
Yeah. peek behind the curtain into Erica. But they do have so many things that if you're looking, you know, you are the outdoorsy type, they have fishing excursions where you can go out on a boat and they have guided fishing tours. They have horseback riding and mm-hmm. archery. And so you can still, again, you know, depending on what type of vacation you want, maybe you don't want that constant go, go, go in the park. You know, you want to take a kind of breath and pulse away from the hustle and bustle, and you can still include these relaxation things into your trip and go spend a morning on a lake fishing and mm-hmm. go horseback riding and, you know, and then the next day be right back in the park.
Yep. The resort that encouraged my husband and I say encouraged is just by the presence of being there to buy into the Disney yeah. Vacation Club, the Boardwalk.
Yeah.
That's a whole evening that yeah. you can spend and not have to go. Jelly Rolls, yeah. Never been in Jelly Rolls. I always have, it's either we have our kids with us or yeah. we don't have our kids with us, and we're like, we're going to go to bed early.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have to stay up and help eight people get through the shower and everything. But Boardwalk is such a beautiful place to stroll any time of day, in the morning before mm-hmm. everything starts to hustle and bustle. In the evening when it's all lit up, they have Jelly Rolls, which is a piano bar, dueling piano bar. Super fun from all reviews and accounts that I have seen. They've got great food that is there, ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's a deli now. It's not, I was going to say bakery, but it's a deli, but they have baked goods in there as well. Mm-hmm. And it's the Cake Bake Shop is going to be opening mm-hmm. soon. Lots of rave reviews on that type of an experience. So there's a ton of nightlife. It's within walking distance of Epcot. The Beach Club and the Boardwalk share a walkway as well. So there's a lot that you can see, a lot that you can take in. You can go get ice cream at the Beaches and Cream window mm-hmm. or get a reservation at Beaches and Cream. So at the Boardwalk, there's a ton to do there. And then you brought up to talk about Animal Kingdom Lodge. And yeah. I have never taken an Animal Kingdom Lodge. What do people get to see if they visit over there?
So they have an actual savanna on property. So when you stay there, you can get a room that actually overlooks the savanna where you can wake up and see the giraffes, which is incredible. But you can also go there and get a dinner reservation, again, overlooking the savanna. But they have tours where you can do like a starlight tour, like, in where you can actually go out and like see the giraffes, you can go out and see the zebras and you know, do the guided tours that are on the Animal Kingdom Lodge and actually see the animals outside of the parks, which is incredible.
The last thing on my list that we haven't mentioned yet is mini golf. Mm-hmm. My that's like one of the things that my 8-year-old's like, do you think that at Disney we could go mini golfing again?
No.
And I'm like, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
Like if that's high on the list, we can make that happen. They have a few different places where you can go do that. And it's a good, fun thing to do with kids. And it's just kind of lower key mm-hmm. to compared to, of course, the magnitude of the parks. But it keeps the family busy. And it's kind of one of those things to me, like I look at the time commitment for mini golf. You can get a round of mini golf in maybe in a couple of hours mm-hmm. where if you're going to go to Disney Springs, it's likely going to be, you know, travel time and everything involved. More of a commitment than a couple hours. So mini golf is definitely something to have on the list. It keeps family and friends of all ages pretty satisfied.
Yeah.
But all in all, that's everything on my list. Do you have anything else on yours?
Yeah, no, I think that's it.
So a non-park day on your Walt Disney World trip, I highly, highly, highly recommend considering working in a day where if you look at the price of staying, if you are thinking about extending, you know, if you're going to the park this many days, compare how much it costs to take your crew to a park for an additional day and then see if you can stay an extra night and not buy the park tickets
mm-hmm.
and see how that ends up working out on your trip. And then you will have the relaxation and the revitalization built into the trip. I just really feel as though it's a really great way to plus up your and experience more that Disney has to offer than
yeah.
just the parks.
Well, and I actually do have one more thing that they do have where they, with like the fireworks, like Magic Kingdom fireworks, they pipe in the music outside. So if you get a reservation at California Grill and the Contemporary, you know, you can actually watch the fireworks from the balcony at the California Grill and the Contemporary and see the fireworks outside of the park. Same thing with the beach at Polynesian and the beach over at the Wilderness Lodge. But they also have to where you can rent a pontoon boat and do a fireworks cruise, which I think is really fun, especially like for a special event that you can rent a pontoon and they pipe the music into the boat. You're alone, you know, on the pontoon, see the Magic Kingdom fireworks, you know, really, really special.
Well, if any of this sounds interesting to you, or if you're looking for help navigating your next Walt Disney World trip, or needing some encouragement, or, you know, you're not ready to book yet, but you're just kind of curious, you have questions, make sure you contact Erica. You can email her directly. Her name is Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com. Ask her any questions that you have. She can give you a quote if you want. If you've got a budget, she can help you find the best trip you can possibly have within your budget. And just a reminder that it's probably more affordable than you think. You just have to maneuver a few things, and having a travel agent help you like Erica is the smartest way to do that. It costs you nothing extra to book through Erica. And anytime there are promotions or discounts that are available, she grabs them for you, applies them to your trip, and you save money along the way as well. I've used her myself. I encourage you to do it also. Appreciate you subscribing to the Pixie Dust Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from. And make sure you like us on Facebook. Send us a DM. Let us know how you like the episode, what you think, questions that you have. Find us at Pixie Dust Podcast on Facebook. We'd love to talk to you there and connect. And until next time, we'll see you.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.